I'm Stacey Dohan Lane with Visit Cape, here with your weekly rundown of what's happening in Cape Girardeau. Ensign Girardeau's establishment of a trading post at Cape Rock put our river town on the map in the early 1700s. Volunteer Charlotte Slinkard at the Cape River Heritage Museum is traveling the country to research Cape Girardeau's earliest European history, and the story of Girardeau's wife, Therese, quickly grabbed her attention. As the Cape River Heritage Museum prepares to open for the season this month, don't hesitate to stop by this former police and fire station to learn more about the early days of Cape Girardeau from the perspective of pioneering Therese Girardeau. Celeste Therese Neveu was born in 1700 in Quebec. In 1722, her family traveled south to settle in French-held Illinois territory. Therese and her sister sought help at nearby Fort de Chartres when the strong river current halted their heavily loaded boats. When they returned with soldiers from the fort, they found only the remains of their party, assumed to have been attacked by Native Americans. 5 months after arriving at Fort de Chartres in November of 1722, Therese married young Ensign Jean-Baptiste Girardeau. Therese and Jean-Baptiste were married for 8 years until Girardeau died during hostilities between Native Americans and French soldiers, well after he had established his trading post at Cape Girardeau. She went on to marry again, and at age 36 was twice a widow with 5 small children. She married a final time and settled in New Orleans, where she died in 1760. You might have heard about Ensign Girardeau, but I'm guessing that his wife Teresa's story is new to you. I encourage you to see the early days of Cape Girardeau brought to life at the Cape River Heritage Museum. Get the full scoop on all of these events and more at visitcape.com/events. I'm Stacey Dohan Lane, and thank you for joining us for All About Cape.